Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom, where we get to continue a very fun lesson.
We're talking all about bioluminescence in an article called Mysterious Glowing Waters.
Right, we talked about some waters that light up. That's because there are little organisms in there that through a chemical reaction can bring light.
That's right, and we talked about some of the best places in the world to see bioluminescence. Specifically, we talked about Puerto Rico yesterday.
Right, and today we'll get into some other places around the world that have similar scenes. Let's not wait any longer. Let's jump right into it.
Mysterious glowing waters. Glow-in-the-dark waters aren't found only in Puerto Rico. At Luminous Lagoon in Jamaica, where the freshwater Martha Bray River and the salty Caribbean Sea meet, conditions are perfect for the waters to twinkle. Tours here offer a boat ride, a magical swim, and a fire show for a night that feels out of this world. For a more serene experience, travel to the other side of the globe to wander along Vietnam's Cat Ba Island beach to see sparkling waters.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们先来看 twinkle 这个动词。意思呢是闪烁，闪闪发亮。譬如 ，The holiday lights twinkled in rhythmic patterns that immediately caught Teddy's attention. 节日的灯光有节奏的闪烁着，立刻吸引了 Teddy 的注意。Twinkle 的现在分词 twinkling 可以当形容词用，意思呢是闪亮的。譬如 ，Mia wore earrings with tiny twinkling stones that sparkled every time she turned her head. Mia 戴着细小闪亮宝石的耳环，每当她转头的时候，宝石呢都会闪闪发亮。Twinkle 也可以当名词用，意思也是闪烁。惯用于 twinkle in one's father's eye 是指尚未出生，还没出现在世界上。譬如。The old library had existed long before Jacob was even a twinkle in his father's eye. 这座古老的图书馆早在 Jacob 还没出生之前就已经存在。
We are talking about glowing waters, so islands are a great place to see this. Let's talk about a couple of other ones.
I like the term that we see first here in our lesson, friends, glow in the dark.This is something we often use to talk about items that when the light is turned off, they seem to glow. But what we're talking about here specifically is waters. Glow in the dark waters aren't found only in Puerto Rico. At Luminous Lagoon in Jamaica, where the freshwater Martha Bray River and the salty Caribbean Sea meet, conditions are perfect for the waters to twinkle.
All right, I think I can understand why this place is called Luminous Lagoon. Of course, luminous means something lights up.
That's right. And we see something else here, friends. It's that term fresh water. Now, when we're talking about something that is fresh water, it is water that is not salty like in rivers.
For example, many fish live in freshwater lakes.So this river would be fresh water as opposed to salty water in the ocean.
That's right. That would be the opposite there. And fresh water here, of course, is an adjective. We see something else that we need to talk about in this sentence, friends. It's that word conditions. Conditions are the situation or environment that something is in.
For example, weather conditions are sometimes perfect to go out surfing in the ocean.
Now, one other thing I'd love to bring up is the fact that I would often say Caribbean, whereas I heard you say Caribbean.
I did, and there are different pronunciations of that place, and both are correct.
Right, you can use either one. Well, tours here offer a boat ride, a magical swim, and a fire show for a night that feels out of this world.
I can imagine if the water was glowing, it would definitely feel like something from outer space. But we read on here, for a more serene experience, travel to the other side of the globe to wander along Vietnam's Cat Ba Island beach to see sparkling waters.
All right, so we're kind of making a comparison here. That scene in Jamaica was very lively. There's a fire show, probably lots of music, whereas this place in Vietnam is more serene.
Yeah, and serene, friends, means that something is calm and peaceful.
For example, let's use that in another sentence. The scene at the lake is often very serene at dawn.
And you can feel serene as well, friends. This is a feeling that you have when you're very calm and at peace.
Yeah, serene is an adjective. The noun form would be serenity.
All right, well, friends, we see two great places here in addition to Puerto Rico. We talked about Luminous Lagoon in Jamaica and also Vietnam's Cat Ba Island Beach, where we can see bioluminescence.
Right, but we're not done with our lesson just quite yet, friends. Let's go on to our next reading.
Mysterious glowing waters. Even the waters along U.S. and Mexican shores brighten on occasion, but the appearance of bioluminescence depends on environmental factors that affect intensity and frequency. These glowing waters are fragile ecosystems. The plankton that create the light are sensitive to pollution, chemicals, and changes in water temperature or salinity. Overtourism can also harm them. Sunscreen, boat fuel, and even the lights from nearby towns can potentially reduce their glow. For this reason, local governments and environmental groups have placed restrictions on swimming and boating in many bioluminescent bays. Visitors are often encouraged to take boats without engines and to avoid wearing lotions or sprays that might harm the organisms.
Sunscreen, 意思呢是防晒乳。 譬如, the dermatologist reminded Lena to wear sunscreen every day, even when the weather seemed cloudy. 皮肤科医生提醒Lena每天擦防晒乳，即使看似多云的天气也是如此。另一种防晒乳是 sunblock， 中文会是防晒霜，通常呢可以提供更强的防护力。譬如 Applying sunblock every 2 hours helps reduce the risk of sunburn and skin damage. 每隔2小时涂抹一次防晒霜，有助于降低晒伤与皮肤受损的风险。来学一个与防晒相关的名词， ultraviolet light 就是紫外线。例如， scientists warned that increasing levels of ultraviolet light may affect both human health and ocean life. 科学家们警告，紫外线强度的增加可能对人类健康与海洋生物造成影响。All
right, we're still looking for places to see these amazing glowing waters. Let's travel somewhere else.
Okay, we read here, even the waters along U.S. and Mexican shores brighten on occasion. If something happens on occasion, friends, it means that it happens sometimes, but not often.
For example, our family eats out on occasion, but usually we cook at home.
This is interesting, friends, because I didn't know that the waters around the United States or Mexico could be filled with these bioluminescent creatures. This is a surprise to me.
It's a surprise to me, too. But the appearance of bioluminescence depends on environmental factors that affect intensity and frequency.
Okay, so we're talking now about environmental factors. Let's find out what those are. These glowing waters are fragile ecosystems. The plankton that create the light are sensitive to pollution, chemicals, and changes in water temperature or salinity.
All right, we have a couple words to talk about in there. One of them is plankton. These are tiny plants and animals floating in water.
Whales eat plankton for food. Okay, so it sounds like these plankton are what's causing the bioluminescence, and they're very sensitive.
Yes, they're very sensitive to a lot of different factors. One of those is salinity. Salinity is the amount of salt that's in water.
And ocean salinity does affect sea life, and especially these plankton. So salinity can affect them, pollution, chemicals, and changes in water temperature.
And we see another one in the next sentence. Over-tourism can also affect these things. That is, having too many tourists, and that harms a place.
We've talked about this on the program before, friends. A lot of times when a place becomes famous or a lot of people see it on social media, it and its ecosystems can suffer from over-tourism. Here's another example. Venice suffers from over-tourism.
That is for sure. Well, over-tourism can also harm them. Sunscreen, boat fuel, and even the lights from nearby towns can potentially reduce their glow.
All right, light from nearby towns. We talked a little bit about that yesterday when we were talking about light pollution.
Yeah, so that can really affect things. I remember when I've gone out to see fireflies before, you really need to make sure you don't have bright lights or flashlights on, or they won't like that and you won't see their lights very well.
I've also heard that it confuses them as well, because when they see these kind of unnatural light sources, they might think it's another firefly or lightning bug, or they might just get confused at which direction they're going.
Yeah, they might think there's a giant firefly approaching them. That's no good. Well, all these things can affect these plankton or some of the bioluminescent organisms, and for this reason, local governments and environmental groups have placed restrictions on swimming and boating in many bioluminescent bays.
That's right. We read on here, visitors are often encouraged to take boats without engines and to avoid wearing lotions or sprays that might harm the organisms.
All right, that might be one of those reasons why we were talking about paddling yesterday. There's no engine when you're paddling.
Exactly, and that's also why we were talking about sunscreen, because sunscreen is a lotion, and a lotion is a cream that's put on your skin. This could protect your skin, like sunscreen, or soften your skin, like body lotion.
All right, here's another example sentence. Make sure to apply some lotion if you're feeling very dry.
All right, so we find out that these things can affect these organisms, and that in turn can affect whether or not that bioluminescence is happening.
Right, it could be outside things like noise or light, or chemicals that might come off from lotions and creams right into the water.
I can see why people want to make sure that they protect these ecosystems, because this is a really interesting natural phenomenon. And if people are the reason that these ecosystems are changing, we probably need to have some kind of standard.
Right, but of course it's hard when so many tourists want to go and see these things. Well, friends, it's time now for us to take a deep dive, maybe into one of those bays.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The totally cosmic idiom, out of this world. Last weekend, my friend tried a new dessert called a galaxy brownie. One bite and I actually yelled, "This is out of this world." That's the power of this phrase. It means something is amazingly good, beyond normal, and almost unreal. We say out of this world when food, music, a game, or anything else blows your mind in the best way. It started back when space travel was brand new. People wanted the biggest compliment possible, so they sent it past the planet. For example, new video game graphics are out of this world. Everything looks so real. Next, when Jamal scored that impossible goal, the crowd went wild because the shot was out of this world. Here are some similar phrases. Over the moon means super happy or thrilled. For example, Lena was over the moon when she found out she won the art contest. Heavenly is perfect for things that taste or feel perfect. For example, this hot chocolate with marshmallows is absolutely heavenly on a cold day. I still dream about that galaxy brownie. Some flavors really do launch you into orbit. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Mysterious glowing waters. Protecting bioluminescent ecosystems ensures future travelers can witness the quiet wonder of nature's living light show. In the darkest places, life itself becomes a source of light, a glowing reminder that science and magic are often one and the same.
One and the same, 意思是同一个事物,同一个人。来看例句。 Although the courses had different titles, Professor Kim explained they were essentially one and the same. 虽然这些课程的名称不同, Kim教授解释他们实质上是相同的。 另一个是 cut from the same cloth, 字面意思是从同一块布料剪下来, 就是用来形容两个人或事物在相貌、性格或是特质上非常相似。例如, Jonah quickly noticed that his new coworkers were cut from the same cloth, sharing similar values and work habits. Jonah 很快发现他的新同事们都是同一类人，价值观和工作习惯都非常相似。最后来看 birds of a feather， 意思是。 物以类聚,志同道合的人。譬如, Liam and Owen became instant friends, proving that birds of a feather really do enjoy each other's company. Liam and Owen 很快成为好朋友,这证明了志趣相投者果然相处融洽。And thanks for joining, 我们下次见咯!
So friends, we would love to protect these beautiful spaces so many people can enjoy bioluminescence.
Let's learn more about that, friends. Protecting bioluminescent ecosystems ensures future travelers can witness the quiet wonder of nature's living light show.
Ooh, that was kind of a fun sentence. Let's talk about a couple of the things in there, starting with this word ensures.
The word ensures means makes certain that something happens.
Let's use that in another sentence. Practice ensures better results when it comes down to game day.
That's true. We also see the word witness, friends. If you witness something, it means that you see something happen.
With your own eyes, we can also witness a beautiful sunset in the evening, or you might hear that word when we're talking about things like crime.
Oh, that's true as well. If you are an eyewitness to the crime, it means you saw it happen. Well, what we're witnessing here is the quiet wonder of nature's living light show. Let's talk about that word wonder.
All right. Wonder is a feeling of surprise and maybe amazement or admiration that you have.
Looking at the night sky might fill you with wonder.
All right, and you might have the quiet wonder of nature's living light show. In the darkest places, life itself becomes a source of light.
A source of light. Friends, if something is a source of something else, it means that it is the origin or start of that thing.
For example, the river is the source of water for many people in the town.
So we see here life itself becomes a source of light, a glowing reminder that science and magic are often one and the same.
Very interesting. So the science here would be our ability to understand those chemical reactions going on in the organisms, but our experience of wonder feels a bit more magical.
Yeah, I think that's what we're talking about here, is the way we feel when we look at these things or when we think about how they're happening. We might not automatically think of the science that's going on there, but we think about how magical it feels.
Absolutely. You know, there's one other kind of bioluminescent animal that I would love to see and probably never will. You know about those fish that swim really deep in the ocean with a light on their head?
Are they anglerfish?
I think that's one of the kinds, but many people never get to see them because they're so deep down.
I always picture them with those really big, wide mouths and huge teeth.
They are a little scary, but very interesting. Well, friends, it's time now for us to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 glow in the dark 这个常见的复合形容词片语，它是以连字号连接动词、介系词和名词，意思是在黑暗中发光，可以放在名词前面做修饰用，强调具备某种特质，例如 glow in the dark stickers 夜光贴纸， glow in the dark paint 夜光漆。类似这种复合形容词的用法还有 made to order 定制的， up to date 最新的等等。来看一个例句， We need to ensure that the contact list contains only up to date information. 我们需要确保联络人名单只包含最新资讯。
Friends, we've come to the end of our lesson, and that means it's time for a talk about it question. Here it is. Would you swim in bioluminescent water? Why or why not?
I think my answer is sure. I wouldn't mind doing it, but I'd also be perfectly happy standing on the shore and just taking a picture of them.
I think taking a photo would be one of the most fun parts for me of seeing bioluminescence because I have seen some really beautiful photographs of especially the contrast between like the shoreline or rocks and the bioluminescence in the water. Would I swim there though? I might feel a little bit nervous about swimming with that many organisms all around me. And like you said before, I would be a little nervous to hurt them.
Right. I don't know if that's an actual fear that we should have, but I would be afraid of it. You know, the thing with taking a picture that I've heard, though, is that actually most of those pictures we see online are heavily edited, and it's actually not that bright in person.
That is probably true. I guess I will have to see it for myself to know for sure. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time. That's right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.